closed countries, and unreached communities. So how is the gospel advanced in these places? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're going to hear from a pastor in a closed country talking about what God is doing in spite of opposition to the church. We'll also get an update on Sign Language Bible initiatives and future plans. We've got a lot to get through in today's program, so we'll first ask this question. How do persecuted Christians keep going? Well, a lot of it has to do with the encouragement from other believers. While on the road with Asian Access last week, I spoke to a pastor from a closed country, and he says where he lives, persecution is hidden from plain sight.
Nowadays, for most of the big cities, it seems that the government a little bit opened the door for the churches to do activities. But for most of the churches in the highlands and remote areas, they are still facing persecution.
So churches are closed and arrests made. And this coming year, churches that fail to get licensed will be illegal. The problem is, sometimes local authorities refuse to give out those licenses, but the church has not lost hope. Pastor says when Asian Access came to their country, efforts to equip and train leaders were redoubled. Additionally, a vibrant community was created.
In this community, we can love each other, and we care for one another, encourage one another, especially during the time of persecution. So we encourage one another and grow together in the faith in Jesus Christ.
He's asking us to join him in praying for revival for this nation and for courage as these believers live out their faith. And recently, Lebanon's president talked about Christianity and the Middle East and North Africa region's changing religious landscape with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. And while this interview might seem as a step forward for minority religions, it's actually a somewhat layered topic. Sat7's Terry Ascott explains.
Since the influx of refugees from Syria, many Christian churches have responded in a very loving and caring way and reached out to help the Syrians. Now, for those of you who don't know the history, Syria has been quite involved in Lebanon and oppressive of Lebanon and carried out what can only be described as war crimes against the Lebanese. So there has been a lot of dislike and hatred of Syrians in Lebanese society. So for Christians now to be helping Syrian refugees and welcoming them into their homes and their schools and giving them aid is quite a witness in itself.
With so many Muslims killing each other in the name of Allah, many have lost faith in the religion, but they're finding hope in the message of Christ. And Sat7 is the ministry of sharing this hope through satellite TV, a method that's nearly impossible to censor. So would you pray for the gospel's work in this area as well as for peace? Get the details on Sat7 at missionnews.org. And you've heard us talk about the deaf community as one of the least reached communities with the gospel in the United States and even the world. But Deaf Bible Society has an exciting new goal this year to advance the Great Commission among the deaf. On their Deaf Bible app, there are currently 20 sign language Bibles offered. But this year, Deaf Bible Society's president, J.R. Bucklew, says they're hoping to release another 5 sign language Bibles.
You think about 5 languages, and what is that in the overall picture of the deaf world? There are about 40 sign languages that represent more than 80% of the world's deaf population. And where that may only be 10% of the languages that exist, they're much larger language groups. And so every time we can onboard 5 new languages, we get closer to reaching more and more people.
Deaf Bible invites you to support and pray for them as they propel the gospel.
What people usually misunderstand is when we give the Bible away for free through digital or a micro SD card, that doesn't come free to us. You know, we've trusted the Lord all along, and as they say, you know, God's work in his time and his way never lacks his resources. And that's been true since the beginning of Deaf Bible Society.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.